the greatest show on dirt. Ride and Dirty with AJ Taylor, giving you all the dirt on dirt track racing and the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Be ready to sit on the edge of your seat. Courtesy of these great businesses, our title sponsor, J&A Outdoor Equipment, plus these great sponsors, Summit House Assisted Living, Iowa Mold Tooling, McNeese Tire and Automotive of Britt, Hancock County Co-op Oil, Swearingen Outdoor Services, Stellar Industries, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, and the Britt Bar and Grill. Now here's Ridin' Dirty with AJ Taylor.
And you know the best part about that is he used his Volkswagen to get that engine sound, which I thought was fantastic. You should see that thing going down the road. All right, hey,
sounds more like an F1.
Beep, beep. Anyway, hi there, AJ with you here, as we have got Brad Hiscox, we have got Mad Dog, Chris Mattson, and we've got Mel Balsley now here in our...
Melvin's with
you get
us.
Get to see him this time. Usually we have to talk to him... Via airwave, and
just that guy.
Just an ordinary guy. Anyway, if you're wondering where we are, we're in the skybox here at the KIOW studios, overlooking the sidewalk here at the radio station. Just kind of a nice thing. We've kind of moved everything over here to the station just to make it easier for everybody. But we're still going to talk about a lot of the things that are going on out at the track, and there are a number of things that are going to be happening here. We've got the season opener, which is coming up tomorrow. It's the IMCA Modifieds, the IMCA Sport Mods, the IMCA Stock Cars, the IMCA Hobby Stocks, and the, wait for it, HCS Outlaw Hobby Stocks.
No, not Hancock the County Speedway Outlaw Hobby Stocks.
And for the novice, they do that because it's not USRA.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right. Just so everybody understands, because I thought they were probably sitting there saying, he's going to say IMCA again. No. Not going to happen.
But we're going to go racing tomorrow.
Yeah. Well,
it's about time.
Well.
Hey, shush.
I'll say the four-letter R word.
Shush.
Yeah, you got to be very careful around here, you know, crying out loud. Guys, this is exciting. They have changed the track a little bit. They have done some things there with the track, which is... a little bit different. Some of the drivers are...
That's the rumor, anyway. Yeah. I haven't been out there to see it either,
but I did hear
the
that they
tune last week
took a little bit of the banking out of it. That's what I heard. But, AJ, you said that you had been talking to a couple of the drivers, and they're not as
thrilled about it. I'm gonna try to modify the tone just a bit. They're not as thrilled about it simply because, you know, when you go up in that bank and you start to get into your drift, and then you go straight forward, you've got all that momentum coming downhill going into the straightaway. Now the guys are gonna have to eat some tire to try and pull that car
right
into momentum to go down the straightaway, and this is gonna create a bit of a challenge because you have that so-called pause for a moment while you make that adjustment to hit into the straightaway that gives your opponent, if you're going bumper to bumper, an opportunity. If he's got a stronger car, he's got a stronger engine, he's got something, bolt right in front of you.
Yep. Well, there again, you know, you got some guys are saying, yes, it's about time they take some banking out of this. The other guy says, I wish they would have left the banking in it that they took out already. Some guys love the way it was last year. You know, you can't please everybody, but
exactly. You can never make everybody happy. So you just
everybody
and like
drives.
every other person that has to do something, they'll adjust. They'll get used to it, and everything will be just like normal.
Yep.
And the other thing about it is, it creates a little more slick out there because you're not having to turn the tires as much in the muck to get that thing to go. So they're going to have to, you're going to create a little bit of a slick out there for these guys that are going to hit that when they go into their slide, and they're going to be used to that embankment for that moment, and then all of a sudden, oh wait, here comes the wall, you know, kind of a thing. So there might be it's a little bit more excitement going on out there.
Well, there could be, you never know. But just, you know, it's kind of funny though, you know, people run down there at Boone, and it's been that way for I don't know how many years, and they still have a very high bank track down there, and that's
they
the super
those turns are pretty sharp, so
yeah, they're very sharp turns, but I mean, they haven't taken any of the bank out, and they run the Super Nationals there. And
what they had to do was add to the backside of 3 and 4 because cars would go off that, and there's a big drop of 3 and 4.
They add on to it,
so they at least have a little bit more to ride on first before they go down, so they can kind of
get their bearings where they're at and before they drive down the hill, because it's a good-sized drop down that hill.
The thing of it is though, you create that momentum. But the other thing about it is you also have that momentum that you're dealing with going as you go into your slide.
Yep.
Now I've got to control the car because I've only got a limited amount of space to work with, like in Boone. In Hancock County, you would watch some of the guys, particularly the mods, they'd get into their slide, they'd come out of the turn, and then all of a sudden you're just – they're scraping paint off the ball because they couldn't quite make that adjustment, or they went in too fast, or they did something wrong.
Come out four a little hard, and
four was the notorious one. Although last year when at the KIOW night we had out there, we saw some real interesting things there on turn two. You and I did. We were making comments about it. It was like, is anybody going to survive? Somebody's going to hit the fence over there.
Well, that's when they were doing that slide job back and forth. I mean, it was one slide job back to this slide job, back to this slide job. It was a good race.
You guys got a heck of a memory. I don't remember yesterday.
Well, there probably is a reason behind it. Yeah. But, look, it's time for a commercial break. Oh. Right, Mel? So you're listening to the JNA Outdoor Equipment, Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW B103 plus worldwide on KOW.com and B1031.com and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable, one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Storm damage, leaky roof, broken slide out? Don't wait at a shop. Swearingen Outdoor Services in Forest City brings expert mobile RV repair to you. Whether you're on the road or stuck at the campground, they can fix it fast. Emergency services, insurance claims, they can help with that too. Swearingen Outdoor Services, fast, mobile, reliable. Swearingen Outdoor Services will get you back to relaxing at the campground. Call 641-590-5117.
Yes, indeed. The J&A Outdoor Equipment Ride and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, right here on KIOW and B103 on KIOW.com and B1031.com and on Facebook. And any other way we can stick it into some sort of a listening device of some sort. Guys, this is going to be an exciting year with the number of drivers we've got that are coming in or coming back.
Well, according to the map there that Chris was just showing us,
Every spot but three are filled. So if you're a driver out there and you're listening to this and you want a spot, you better get one now because
get a hold of Darren.
Yep.
You get yourself a spot out there in the pit. So
yeah,
but I got a feeling this is going to be a really good year.
Do we have
they
Darren's
got
number?
A real good lineup of shows this year? What was that, Chris?
Do we have Darren's number? I'm sure it's on the thing.
It's on the
Hancock County Speedway website.
.com.
That's what it'll tell you to do anyway. Is go on there and register. So,
but anyway, the drivers.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a ton of them are going to be here this year. We got a lot of good shows going to be out there this year, like next week. That's a
right off the bat.
USMTS show. That
modified
is going to be
touring series.
A big show. That's where you got the high dollar horsepower is going to be there with them guys. So you're going to see some fast race cars that night. And then we also got late models coming this year. That's going to be.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's in June or July, I believe it was. Tri-State late models, the 27th of, I don't know. It doesn't have the first part.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, we kept that in suspense on
that.
Yeah,
keep that in secret. Yeah. But I think it's going to be a great year this year.
I do, too. The thing of it is you have a lesser number of races this year than you've had in years past.
A lesser number, but bigger races.
Right.
Bigger shows.
Right.
Bigger shows.
And I think that's the smart thing to do, because if you try to stretch everything out over the course of a time, not only are you going to run into a time when it snows or kids go back to school or football starts or something like that, but then you also run into this time where there suddenly becomes a kind of a lack of interest or a lackadaisical kind of thing that comes into play. You know, okay, we've been to the races, and do we want to go back again? What's there for us? Now, Toot has organized this, so there is a ton of stuff to take in 11 shows, basically.
Right, and there's even stuff for the kids. So, I mean,
yeah, as a matter of fact, this Friday they're having a bike giveaway.
Yep, and you know, they got the Gold Rush. That's where they throw the coins out in the track. Kids run out in the track and grab the coins. A candy toss. You know, the fair race. That's the Black Dirt Nationals. That's going to be a big show out there. Mm-hmm. Santa Claus Christmas Spectacular. Santa Claus will be out there on the front stretch with Frosty and everybody else and Rudolph.
Getting knocked over by
the
cars as they go by.
Yeah. But, I mean, they've done a very, very, very good job of getting this lineup set up. And it's all kind of like specials every night. So I think you're going to see a lot more cars out there. You're going to see a lot better racing. And I just feel that this is going to be a very good year. And I hope the people come out there and support that track, because it is turning around and becoming a very good racetrack out there again.
Daryl has a reputation, and let's just put the cards on the table. Daryl has a reputation of turning a racetrack into an event. And he gets 11 of these going during the course of a year. He's had a chance to kind of grasp what the Hancock County Speedway is, the legend of this speedway, which goes back a long time.
He helped build it, didn't he?
Yeah. Darren was one of the guys from Minnesota. He'd come down on the weekends, and if he had a day off or something like that, he'd be down there helping build things. And when that track opened up, I do believe he was the first car into the racetrack.
It wouldn't surprise me for some reason. But anyway, like I said, he's building now. He's adding on to the Speedway's reputation, which I think is so important. Yep. Because in this day and age, you're watching some Speedways close. You're watching some Speedways consolidate. You're watching. I mean, it's happening now. And not that we want to see this as race fans, but it's starting to happen. And Daryl just has a way of turning something into magic. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I've never seen a promoter do what he does.
Well, he used to own a racetrack up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Chateau Speedway,
yeah.
So he knows what it's all about, and, you know, he's been racing pretty much.
And, of course, he's been driving forever, so.
Yeah, so, and he's been racing a lot of different tracks, so he's, and like he said last year, he says, I think I'm finally starting to get this black dirt down here in Iowa figured out, because up there in Minnesota, it was a whole different dirt.
Yeah, sand and everything else that's all mixed into that up there. It's amazing. One of the drivers who is going to be out there, and we're going to pay close attention to him, is Lucas Smith. He is one to watch during the racing season. He caught the racing bug early, and now he can't shake it.
Oh, I was pretty much born into this. I've been going to the racetrack with my dad since I was pretty much in a baby carrier. My dad built motors for a lot of guys back in the day, and I really never thought I'd be able to make it to the full-size level. We raced RC cars over in Algona for quite a few years, and the opportunity arrived. And in late 2021, we actually bought my first hobby stock out of a barn, and we fixed it up, and we started racing at Britt in the 2022 season.
Now, Smith would not comment whether there was an engine under the baby carrier, but he's like all the drivers at Hancock County Speedway. He loves fan involvement, especially with the kids. It serves as an inspiration to keep racing, and he loves to give back to the fans.
So it's the thrill of it. I mean, there's no other feeling than when you go out on the track. Every bit of stress you have in your life goes away as soon as you hit the track. And especially at Britt, the fan base over there is awesome. I mean, after the races, you got people coming down out of the stands and coming and chatting. And when you're able to hand out driver cards to the kids and, you know, make those kids' night, let them sit in the race car and stuff, that's what this is all about. I mean, the wins are nice and all, but it's nothing beats seeing a smile on a kid's face, and that's what we drive for. So.
And it's kind of like a family out there, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
After the races, it's just something else. Just if go out and walk around in the pits after the races are over.
Yeah.
Just
talk
unbelievable.
To the drivers. They love talking.
Yeah, and but the amount of people that come from the stands out there is just – you can't hardly walk through there because the people were just all over out there in the pit. You know?
I don't mean to, but I wanted to jump back to, he said there that he started out running RC cars.
Uh-huh.
Which if people out there go, what's an RC car? It's a remote control car. So you never had to sit in the car.
That's true.
You had to take a little lever and turn the speed and turn a little knob to go around this little blacktop track they have over Algona. So to go from that to actual car.
It's amazing how drivers do get their starts, isn't it?
Oh, yep.
Anyway, Smith drives the hobby stock class, which is growing in numbers every year. This year's no exception. I think that it's multiplying like rabbits. Anyway, do you compare it to some of the other more expensive classes to drive in, such as, say, the modified division? It just blows modified division out. The modified division is one of the most expensive there is in dirt racing, but hobby stocks does have its costs, too.
Oh, yeah. The expenses are a lot less than a modified, but they're still up there with the hobby stocks. We're spending a lot less on our motors. I mean, we got usually about $6,500 in a good motor and stuff like, you know, we're still spending quite a bit of money, but it's a lot more of a affordable class to stay competitive in. A modified, you kind of have to put a lot of money in to stay competitive. A hobby stock, you can kind of cut a couple corners and still be okay with it, but trying to be at top tier level, you gotta be on your A game when it comes to making sure your equipment's as good as it can be. So
tires are also pretty expensive as well too, I assume.
Oh yeah, they're up there. They're about $90 to $100 a piece, which is about $65-$70 cheaper than a modified tire, so you're a little cheaper on that front, thankfully. But
and Smith wants to achieve a simple goal, one that is shared by many drivers on the circuit this year.
Going in this season, our one goal is to get a win. It's the one thing we've been bridesmaid quite a few times. It's the one thing that's eluded us so far. So our one goal for this year is to pick up a win at the Hancock County Speedway. And I think we went to practice last Saturday, and I think we got the car to make it happen this year. So.
Feeling good. All the adjustments are in, and the track itself is something you can work with.
Oh, yeah. That track, they did some great things over the off season. I think it's awesome having Darren as a promoter over there. He's been doing some great work over there, along with everybody that's crew over there. So we're pretty excited for this year.
Do you race at any of the other tracks?
Yeah. We usually try to weekly at Marshalltown until Britt starts, and we jump around on our Saturdays. We either go to Boone or Independence, or we run some USRA stuff over at Mason City and Webster City when we can. So we race at quite a diverse area around here. So
are you seeking wins in those areas as well too, first wins that is, or have you been successful in some of these tracks?
I haven't been successful at any of these tracks. I'm still chasing that first one, but definitely trying to get that at some of these other tracks. Pretty much the competition nowadays is so hard that just trying to get that first one's a real pain sometimes. But.
So there you have it, guys. First win, and we know about the tradition of this show.
Yeah. Oh, the interview. That's right.
That's
the
right.
Interview.
The tradition. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Lucas, you might be looking at a win tomorrow night.
Who knows? Who knows?
If he's already been there and got his car all set up, test and tune, and he says it's feeling pretty good, then I, you know, first off, confidence. If he's got the confidence,
exactly,
that gets you one. You know,
exactly,
a little better.
Yeah, because you figure your way out of terrible situations when you have that confidence. Like, that's not going to beat me. I'm going to get after it. It's like a true athlete would
right,
do, you
right.
know? Yeah, my knee's blown out, but I'm still playing 90 minutes of this soccer match. I don't care. Anyway.
Wow.
All right, you're listening to J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KLW B103 Plus, worldwide on KLW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment. Open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment. Two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at jaoutdoorequipment.com.
Hancock County Co-op Oil, your energy co-op. Our tank wagons and semi-fuel transports deliver quality Senex gas and diesel to your farm or business, plus propane gas, LP tanks, LP lines, and offer flexible billing and contract options. At our shop in Garner, we specialize in the bottom side of your vehicle, such as alignments, brakes, exhaust, and suspension. We offer most any brand or size of tire for your car, truck, farm, or implement. For our many energy, tire, and auto services, call Hancock County Co-op Oil at 800-924-2667.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first invention in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there for when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Let's rock and roll forward now with Nate Albright, who is coming, looking forward to the new season of the Hancock County Speedway. He races in the IMCA Northern Sport Mods, which has seen its share of ups and downs in participation.
There was a few years there where the class was kind of seemed like it was dying out, and then it started taking off again. So a few of them are guys that just move up from the lower classes, looking to get into something different. Some of them are just guys looking to get out there into racing and everything like that.
Now, Albright has seen some goals for himself, not just at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, but also in Mason City, where he also races. And those goals are pretty simple.
Our main focus is to get back in the winner's circle again and maybe shoot for a track championship. Going to do some USRA racing this year, and it's only a few miles from the house, so we just race over in Mason City to do USRA, and I mean, it's so close to home, you almost can't do it, you know? Well, the payout is better throughout the field. It's about the same to win, but it's so much cheaper just when it's 2 miles from the house and don't have to go anywhere.
Now, Hancock County Speedway has undergone some changes in banking and straightaway work, as we've talked about earlier in the show. Albright explained that practice last week saw some of the drivers in his class getting a feel for this new design.
There's only a few of us there. The track seems like it's gonna be good this year. They did a little bit of work to it, and so far it seems like it's going to be a good track for the year. I'm going to be honest, I liked track before it was changed and everything, but I still like it. Way more banking in it before.
Didn't that kind of give you guys a little bit of momentum?
It did. It made the cars a lot faster.
So when you're coming out of the turns, you don't have to put as much acceleration to it because the car's already got enough momentum pushing it forward. Right.
Right.
So now, what are you having to deal with out there with regards to the car?
Mainly, it took us from the top of the track and it moved us further down the track, so it slowed us down quite a bit just because the less banking, less speed throughout the corner, so slowed us down quite a bit.
Albright has been busy as well. His car is 3 years old, but he wanted to make some improvements in performance and endurance.
There's been rule changes that are, you know, some of them tame us down, some of them make us faster. A lot of it being suspension in the rear end. And then when they gave us the crate engine, that changed everything. It slowed us down, but it made us faster. And now everything's kind of leaning back toward the open motor again.
And why do you think that trend is going back to that again? Is it because maybe the engines are built better, or there's more power, or what?
It's mainly cost, because the crate engine and the open engine, the cost to build an open engine is a little bit more than than what you can buy a crate engine for, but there's so much better equipment in an open motor that you can do than you can't do anything with a crate.
Well, Nate got his start at an early age, like many drivers do. What a shock. And that was by going to a very local track.
My first time we ever went to the races, we went to Four City go-kart track, and we were just watching, and I told my dad I wanted to get into racing, and we raced karts for, I think it was 5-6 years, and then I took a year off and decided I wanted to get into a sport mod, and we sold all the go-kart stuff, and we got a B-mod.
How long were you driving that?
We ran a go-kart for 5 to 6 years, and the mod we've been doing for close to 13, 14 years now.
Not the same mod, though.
No. A couple different cars in there.
Imagine having to have different cars. I can't believe that. Well, anyway, Nate will be racing this Friday at the Hancock County Speedway. We'll come back right after this as our final lap is right around the corner. You're listening to J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW and B1031, plus worldwide on KOW.com and B1031.com and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
The famous Northern Lights Pizza Dash in Garner, home to the tasty crust which originated in Des Moines. Garner Cynics continues Northern Lights' passionate pursuit of pizza perfection using all-natural pizza sauce, fresh-cut vegetables, and 100% real cheeses. Whether you're in the mood for pizza, pasta, breadsticks, wings, or dessert, Northern Lights Pizza Dash at Garner Cynics offers delicious perfection for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Order now and get deliciousness on the go. Call 641-923-2694 or visit northernlightspizza.com.
Before you hit the road for your next adventure, make sure your RV or camper are ready. At Swearingen Outdoor Services in Forest City, they are RVIA certified and can do everything from routine maintenance to major repairs. Whether it's an oil change, roof inspection, stuck slide out, tires, or a full engine check, they ensure your RV or camper is vacation ready. Swearingen Outdoor Services, they'll make your journey smooth and stress free. Call for an appointment today at 641-590-5100.
Now, what people don't realize is Mel is up there actually playing guitar and drums at the same time. It's amazing. I don't know how he does it.
He's incredible.
Mel, he's so good.
And run the board.
With us and here. Those are tended here.
On our break there, we're giving Mel a hard time because he's not used to actually having us in here. We're usually at the racetrack, and so all he has to do is just sit here by himself. Get a bucket of popcorn from the theater across the street. Just kick back and,
hey, man,
and listen
to
us.
You, those guys spoil me. That is some pretty
And by the way, primo popcorn.
I forgot to mention this. The manager over there said to say hi. Evidently, you guys go way back. So I don't know what's going on. I'll fill you in on the details. Something about high school or college or something. Like, I'm not just not exactly sure what that's all about.
The movies are great, but the popcorn is premium with the movie.
All right, now that we gave them a little shout out.
Now that we got the popcorn out of the way, guys, you heard from both Nate and you also heard from Lucas as well, too, about the situation. And we saw two polarities here. One driver saying, this is an amazing track. And the other one going, you know, honestly, I liked it better last year.
That's what I told you. That's what I told you earlier.
You're going to get that from a veteran driver that's been driving there for quite a while.
And
now he's got to adjust. And that's all they got to do. It's like going to a new racetrack. It's your first time in a new racetrack. You figure it out. Once you got figured out, then...
Mm-hmm.
You got one guy driving a hobby stock and one guy driving a B-Mod. There's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, because the weight on the B-Mod.
Car, the other one actually races a go-kart. So.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so as a result, and the tires are a little bit narrower, as I understand, on the B-Mods as opposed to what you would, not, or is it the other way around? I'm sorry.
Hobby stock.
What am I thinking?
Regular car tires.
Yep. Regular car tires.
Yeah. So that's, it's obviously a little bit different there. Guys, what are your reactions to some of these guys and some of the comments that they made about, I mean, they got their experience early and then they've kind of gone different directions.
I like what he was saying about the hobby stock, about how the cost was a lot different than a modified. Yes, it is. But there's still things that, you know, you can do in a hobby stock to make it drive better, make it handle better, you know, whatever. You know, you can put different shocks on. You can get staggering your tires. You got a way to do it, but you got to figure out how to do it, but you can do it. But it's just little things like that that make a big difference in the hobby stock.
And you got to be really careful on the staggering part of it.
Well, in a point, yes, no, but
it depends on the track. I mean, let's be honest. There are some guys that just absolutely destroy things by doing that, and then there are others, and they run the same track. They run a different track, and it works out perfect for them.
Right, but you know, you want to have at least a half to three quarters of an inch stagger in a hobby stock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's about what we ran in it when I was helping out. So it's that there. Shocks make a big difference. You know, take the factory stock shocks off there and throw them things away. Go get you some good shocks in there. Get you the coil springs. Got to have the right kind of coil springs, the right weight compression on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that all it goes the same with a modified shocks and coil springs. The weight on the coil springs is all different on each one. So,
and like Nate was talking about with the motor, going from a open motor to a crate motor, that's mostly going to be just in carburation then is going to be your biggest thing, is mm-hmm. how well you can set your carburetor up to.
Well, there's a lot of things that you can put in an open motor.
That's what I'm saying.
As far as money-wise.
A crate motor is going to be stock, and the only way you're going to get more power out of it is by how you carburete it.
Yep, that's right. But in an open motor, there's things you can put in it to a point. But when I'm saying things you can put in, you can put better quality parts in it than just the regular stock crate motor stuff. Because I've been told by some motor builders that
closely guarded secrets about to become even more closely guarded.
No, I'm not giving those secrets out.
What?
I'm not giving those secrets out.
Don't you dare now.
The crate motors, they're put together with fairly decent stuff, but it's not all the high quality stuff.
I'm going to agree with you on that one, because you do see some stuff come out of the crate that you kind of go, wait a minute, I haven't even got this thing onto the block yet to get it going, and I've got to make some changes here or there already.
Yep.
I remember a certain driver back when I was down in Arizona. He got a crate put into his car. And before he even started it, he was changing plugs. He was changing different aspects of it. He was even changing the pistons in the thing because of the fact that it wasn't going to perform at the level he needed it to perform at.
Well, if he was changing pistons in a crate motor, then
he's in trouble.
It wasn't a crate motor no more.
That's right.
It was an open motor.
He broke the seal.
He broke the seal. That's right.
Yeah, but is he going to tell anybody? I mean, seriously, nobody looks under the hood because, number one, you can't. But number two.
Well, no, when it goes into tech, the tech guy looks for that seal. If that seal's there, he's not there anymore.
You know what? I was thinking we should get, not we, the tracks, because they put on there, if you want to sponsor a flag, and, you know, like the green flag is sponsored by whatever.
Right.
I tell you, get the black flag and sponsored by Dairy Queen. So if you're DQ'd, you get DQ smoothie to cool off.
Where's the closest Dairy Queen at around?
Mason City.
Mason City.
Oh, Mason City's got one.
Yeah, it's like over across the way from Target or something like that, if I recall.
Yeah, again, another shout out to somebody that's not a sponsor. But hey,
that would be cool.
If anybody from Dairy Queen's listening, we'll take you as a sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be come rushing over here going, yeah, we want to do that. Yeah. Yeah, not a problem. Guys, we got our last segment coming up. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Ride and Dirty Greatest Show on Dirt live on KWB 103 worldwide on KW.com and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
It's showtime at the Brit Bar and Grill. Open mic night is the second Tuesday of every month at 8 o'clock, and trivia nights are the third Thursday of every month. See our Facebook page for other upcoming events or to book a party at Main Avenue Event Center. Call 641-843-4275. Go Eagles!
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first invention in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Rock your party with the best sound around. B&B Sound and Lights DJ Service, providing quality entertainment and music for over 20 years. For weddings, reunions, or any special event, give Brad or Brendan a call at 641-251-1761.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there for when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Playing, gotta be quiet.
Yeah, when the music starts playing,
shut up. Mel's doing his thing.
I don't know how he does that with that little toe of his. Anyway,
he's got that fly swatter right there. He just grab it and then, like, smack us. Like, shut up.
Putting really ugly pictures in people's heads.
Okay, back to the race show.
Let's talk, guys. What have you got? What info have you got here?
Just to give you guys an update, it is Thursday night. Kossuth County Speedway is running tonight. They have 33 cars so far over there. Last week, Jeremy Mills won the modified. Kelly Shyrock won stock car.
Naturally.
And, yeah. I can't remember.
I broke his train of thought. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, terribly sorry.
Kevin Opon did get third, though, in the stock car class.
All right, there we go.
Hopi Hammer.
All right. So we've got something going at Kossuth now. Any other of the interesting facts here as we go through this last lap?
I'm just can't wait for this year's.
Just looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Like every year.
It's going to be, just to give you guys some idea of what we got, Spring Fling Super Mod Nationals, or Sport Mod Nationals, excuse me, Star Stripes
on
and Sirens. That's for police, fire, ambulance.
That's on June 6th.
And by the way, as the guys with the badges know, I will be there. I support those guys like it's going out of style. They put themselves in so much. We listen to some of the conversations that these guys have, you know, and some of the things they go through and some of the things they have to go through are I couldn't do it.
There's no way.
I'm a brave guy. I've done all kinds of stupid things, but that's one thing I won't do.
And we know for sure that we have a sheriff.
Oh, yeah, our biggest listener.
Our biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Steve.
The
Hobo Hustle Stock Car Shootout is on the 13th. Then the Gold Rush, that's when they throw all the money out for the kids. Then there's Tri-State Late Models.
That's June 27th.
And then 4th of July, they're not having races. The 11th of July is Santa's Christmas Spectacular. And then the Hobby Star Clash of the Titans, that's on the 18th, Black Dirt Nationals. That's the Tuesday night of the fair.
Yep,
July.
Mark it on the calendar.
July.
Mark it on the calendar. It's a Tuesday night instead of a Friday night.
Right. Yep. And the fair's got some really good stuff going on this year. Talk to you later about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got 2 weeks off of races, and then the Night of a Thousand Stars, second weekend in August.
Hobo Day extravaganza.
Weekend.
So you've got 11 different days to choose from. Hopefully you choose all of them.
Because it is going to be a year to remember. I'm pretty sure of that because if I – don't quote me on this, but if I read right...
We won't.
Okay, nobody listen. That way, nobody hears it. Anyway, go ahead.
The money for, you know, the money payout on these here is a little higher because mm-hmm. it's just special racing, if you want to call it that. But I think there's going to be a lot of cars there this year, and you're going to see some fantastic racing.
Well, the pits are three spots from full.
That's right. All that's left. So
if there are guys out there that want to race or whatever, they want to get into it, this is that time of year.
Not saying that more cars can't show up. Like if you want a reserve spot.
There's an overflow.
Yeah, there'll be overflow.
The old pit area to the west of the gate there, mm-hmm. they'll use that if they have to.
Sure, you bet.
There is speakers down there that they can hear the call of cars up and stuff, so...
I was just letting everybody know that there's not only three spots and that's it. Nobody else can come in.
Oh, no. They'll make room.
Which I'm sure most people know that.
Yeah. Just maybe we can be like Boone and just add more.
Yeah. Start getting campgrounds.
And yeah, there we go. We got campgrounds.
Well, yeah, I was going to say we have people that camp.
Flow overflow into the street there, the old where the fair parking's at.
Yeah.
someday.
Who knows? It may just come down to that, you know?
And I know we talked about Darren earlier. Shout out to the fair board, too, because a lot of the fair board do a lot of work.
Ryan on the fair board does a ton of work on getting this schedule set up.
Former racer Ryan Hiscox Andy Brugman.
Yeah.
Both are
those
fair
guys.
They're the ones that work with Darren on all this.
That it's just about
and they're
amazing
wise.
About how much stuff that those guys do to help Darren out on getting scheduling and all that kind of stuff.
Nobody waves back at you. And they can't see us anyway, so
that's true.
When the lights on,
yeah. When the lights are on, they can see you perfectly.
Remind me if we ever do the show in the dark.
Not a problem.
Not make faces at them.
Had we done this about 3 hours earlier, they would have been able to see you. Trust me, with all that dust flying around.
But
now
I want to remind everybody that if you have a question, text in to us.
That's right,
or call.
You can either do it.
No, we don't want
now
call, right?
Or later. AJ's always up here.
We don't want to throw too much at you, but you definitely can do that because Mel loves to read while we're doing this sort of thing. So
yeah, the text line's awesome. You make great friends on the text line.
All right, guys, we've gone well over, but it's okay because this is the first show. We're gonna take it a little bit over the boundaries because we can.
Well, once we get Dairy Queen on board, then we can go full hour. I guess.
Too many Christmas. Anyway.
I want a dilly bar.
Yes. See, look at that.
We're all going to be running for ice cream here in just a little bit. Anyway, season opener tomorrow night starting. We got the hot laps at 6, and then the races start at 7.
I believe so, yes.
So we'll get going for that.
Hot laps are usually about 15 minutes before the actual racing. But
so, yeah. Get in.
Gates open at 5.
Gates open at 5 and hot laps at 6. So make sure that you are there, folks, because I guarantee you, with the number of cars that are out there, families and everything else, it is going to be a busy place. So we'll see what happens with that. We good?
Yep. Yeah, say the R word either.
All right. We're good. All right. So
now you were asking Melvin. I thought you were asking.
No. I'm asking you too. I'm asking everybody. We good?
I'm good here. Chris, you got anything to add?
Nope.
All right. Okay. Then there you have it. There's your first Ride and Dirty.
We will
condense this down just a little bit because we know that Mel has to go get some ice cream. So that's just
and
all
popcorn.
There is to it.
Popcorn.
Man, come on.
Anyway, thank you to Brad and to Mad Dog, Chris, and of course also Mel behind the control board doing an incredible job. The wizard of the control board, as I like to call him. He's amazing.
It was great to have Mel Z in here with us.
Yeah, it's fun to hang out with Mel.
Yeah, I'm not lonely tonight. I'm not here all by myself.
Oh, it's like the old Maytag guy.
Yeah, the old Maytag
repairman.
Wanted to get him a shirt like that with a Maytag shirt on there just for the fun of it. Just see what it was.
Instead of Mel, we're going to just start calling him Maytag.
Oh, my God.
and by the way,
from now on, you guys do your show remotely.
That's right. There you get out of here.
I want to thank our two new sponsors this year for Riding Dirty.
Yes.
Swear Engine Outdoor and B&B, or B&B.
I tried two's own horn.
BG, the Brit Bar and Grill. Thank these guys for getting on board with us and helping us out to make this show possible.
And it will grow, as it always does, throughout the course of the year. We're looking for others to come in on board. So please do. You know what we're doing here. It's real simple. We break it all down. So when you're out there on the track, even if you're a novice, if you've listened to the show, you'll know what the heck is going on out there. And it's a little bit more fun because of the fact that you've got that knowledge behind you. As little a modicum as it might be, it still makes that race even that more exciting.
And that's kind of why we ask you to text in or something if you have a question that you're not sure of. And we'll try to explain it to you as best as we can. Because we don't know everything.
If we don't have the answer, we will get the answer.
Yeah. Yep. We'll dig it up somehow.
And we will do it within a week, I promise. Yep. And I'm going to look right at Brad when I say that.
Why are you looking at me? The
pressure's on you.
He's our research and development guy.
Because he's been giving Mel the eye.
That's right, the whole time.
It's time to switch it off.
All right, let's get out of here because Mel's got ice cream to go get. Yeah. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW and B1031.com, plus worldwide on KOW.com and on B1031.com and on Facebook.
See you next week.
Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, courtesy of these great businesses. Our title sponsor, J&A Outdoor Equipment, plus these great sponsors: Summit House Assisted Living, Iowa Mold Tooling, McNeese Tire and Automotive of Britt, Hancock County Co-op Oil, Swearingen Outdoor Services, Stellar Industries, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, and the Britt Bar and Grill. Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, Thursday nights at 5:30 on KIOW and B103.